Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, let me inspire, motivate, and empower. Welcome back, Soar Nation. On this episode today, I have two amazing gentlemen. But listen, I won't hold them back. I'm just going to let them be great. Guys, welcome to Soar Nation.
Hey, good day. How you guys doing? My name is Indira Brahman, IFBB Pro from Man to Z, and also the CEO of Let Me Be Great.
Hi, good day. My name is Austin Williams. I'm a Shaw, Man to Z contestant, also a member of the Let Me Be Great movement.
All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. I mean, from just about 10 to 15 minutes ago, me and Ashton, we had a conversation, and we were actually talking about how, you know, persons allow access baggage from words that people say. It could be your parents, it could be your best friend, your brother, it could just be persons in your life who are just, you know, for lack of better word, they are not letting me be great.
Right.
So how did you guys come up with this whole movie?
All right. So pretty much, it's simple. It's straightforward. A group of guys like myself and Ashton constantly work out in the gym years ago, and because of our culture, we are categorized as being good but not good enough.
Right.
Not hitting that elite stage, that pro stage, and becoming IFBB pros.
Right.
So it was always stagnant with men's physique. So as we work out, as we push, as we give ourselves 10 reps, 12 reps, it's like, let me be great, go. You can get even more. You know, change the barrier, just hitting 12. Why just hit 12?
Right.
15. You know, we're here to help you, we're here to push you.
Right.
So constantly hearing it from myself and my team, we begin to capitalize on it and grow on it. Like, you know, it's really hitting home. It's like, no matter how you define me, your definition won't be my outcome. So it's
nice.
Like, let me be great in everything that I do.
Right.
So as we push throughout the gym, we start to apply it to life now.
Right.
And it's there to motivate people, to let them know that regardless the obstacle, what you're going through, the adversity, the limitations, just tell yourself that you be great and keep pushing at it, and eventually you will get the goal.
Right. Right. I mean, that's actually awesome. Because I was saying that it isn't saying I created, but
right.
you know people say finish strong,
right?
And that's something I learned from high school,
correct?
From my high school coach.
Okay.
And I actually do that to work. I said, you're gonna finish strong, guys. You're gonna finish strong. You can't stop this kind of way. And then when it's time for you to put in that extra, it's the same way like how you're saying that you're supposed to do 10 reps, right? But then you feel it. You say, you know what? I'm gonna do two more.
Right.
You know, these guys are always short changing themselves. You know, and going back to the days of like playing high school basketball. You know, we had days where we would start out running from because I attended John Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So we run from the school to the beach and back, right in South Beach, right. Then we would play a scrimmage game. Then we would hop on the bus, drive down to Gibbons Bay, run around the course. And run down to what was it called then? Crystal Palace. You know, you leave it all. And that's what you tell you. Finish strong. So I'm saying that to say I can relate when you say, let me be great.
Yeah, put that in the atmosphere. You don't let no one define you. You don't let them box you in. Let them know that, hey, it's there, that you can push even further. Right. You can elevate yourself to new levels. And you don't know what you should achieve by just saying, just let me be great. Just thinking and motivating yourself to be great.
Right. Yeah. And it's definitely a spillover, you know. It's a spillover, you know. Like how you were able to like see it grow from, hey, just a mantra that you said in the gym. Right. You know, we apply this to everyday life.
Exactly, day to day life.
So like Ash, how do you feel is important? How do you feel about this? What do you feel of value, the opinion you have of your own self, mm-hmm. over the opinion you have of someone else?
Well, to be honest, that's why I really joined the movement too, Let Me Be Great. Because it speaks volume from various aspects, not just in the fitness aspect, but the everyday life aspect.
Right.
So in terms of, you know, no matter, everyone going through things on their everyday life.
Right.
So regardless of the outcome, you shouldn't let no one opinion have the last say in their life, or have the say, you know what? At the end of the day, whatever I think of you, that's what you're going to be. No, that's what the Let Me Be Great stands for. It stands for, once I believe in myself, I can move forward. Only me, I'm my own competition.
Right.
So just let me be great regardless. And that's why the movement is so powerful and so important. Because no matter what you do, at the end of the day, you're just trying to be great.
Right.
Because even in the beginning stages when me and Ashton used to compete,
right.
His goal and my goal was to always win.
Yeah. Right.
Like, he want to be the best, I want to be the best.
Right.
So even before the whole movement was even in that thought process,
right.
Our attitudes both were to let me be great,
right,
and
want
to
be the best.
And regardless the outcome of any show,
right.
We would push towards competing against each other and just doing our best. And then also even afterwards, just having fun in the gym, like, hey, I come in, next show, I come in. Like,
right.
You ready? I'm ready, you know?
Right.
So it's like we always, from back then, was pushing each other to be great. We just didn't know what that was inspiring,
right.
What that was cooking up
right.
back then.
Right.
And to now to see us side by side,
right.
Not even letting the competition get between a friendship. Because
no.
You know, some people can't separate
friendship
competing
from, yeah.
and you know,
right.
friendship.
Yeah, really.
So it's like we battle on stage, but at the end of the day, we hit like as friends. I can
right.
call on Ashton and speak to them about anything and vice versa.
Right.
So it really shows that the movement itself is there to inspire and to touch people, to let them know that hey, we have this thing of being so segregated because of either cliques or camps or groups. It's like now we could come together and just show what we're really made of as a body, in terms of bodybuilding, as athletes, as the Bahamas itself, as Bahamians. So it's not only in reference to just, you know, as a individual, as
right.
I just being great, but as a unit. See
right.
me, I said yes, yeah, one, but I come as many. There's
right.
many guys behind me.
Right.
This is one next to me now.
Right.
Others aren't here. But
right.
we always be pushed to that. Let me be great and we represent that to the best of our abilities.
Right.
So that's where it really actually sparked from.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So the movement itself was like bigger than what you can expect
yeah.
it to be. It's
wow.
like
it's big.
So they say when you think, you always think outside of the box. And trust me, the sky is definitely not the limit. The universe is the limit.
Right.
To me.
Right.
So it's a very good, positive movement. I actually applaud him for actually coming up with it, putting everything into perspective, because who knows who he's inspiring in years to come.
Right.
Just from this small gesture.
Right. Trust me, the video y'all created.
Yeah.
But that's an inspiring video.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what you do when you see that, you're like, what?
Listen,
where do I sign up?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I got a lot of people hit us up, hit them up. And they really enjoyed it. And to us, it was just us doing some of the basic stuff, just going to, you know, a short routine, like,
right.
you know, this isn't even the meat.
Like, right.
right. This is
right.
just like an hors d'oeuvre of
right.
what we really do in the
really
gym. So imagine that part two. So when we get to that part two, that's gonna make it. So
right.
and that part
yeah.
two line, that's gonna be
that's
really
solid. That's
yeah,
good. That's a bring it.
Really
that's a definitely bring it.
So we wanna put it out there and like for everyone just to be motivated and inspired that hey, even though we're in the gym and that's what we do, but you apply it to your life in terms of what you do. So
right.
if in terms of you're an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
if you are a care, Breda, if you are...
Whatever it is.
Yeah, just anything in life. Yeah,
right, anything in life.
Yeah, you just apply. You see this video and you apply, listen, I'm going to be great. Like, that would be great. And you just keep saying it.
You know, give everyone who's listening in Soul Nation, who are maybe from Abaco or maybe from Freeport as well, you know, many of them lost homes, some lost loved ones, jobs. I mean, it's complete devastation, you know. Someone told me it was almost like someone dropped a bomb in Abaco.
Yeah.
How bad it is. You know, how can this movement, give Salt Nation something that you know they can use right now.
Well, I could start it based on what's going on right now. It displays right back to what we do. You got to start. You got to first have a plan. Things might not work, and no one expected the storm to be the way it was going to be. Regardless of the case, it's so unfortunate that so many people lost lives. So many people lost homes. So many people lost everything. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, we got to get together, come together as a unit again,
right,
just like what we stand for, and we got to push each other forward. So regardless, if we see someone falling down and someone ready to give up, we got to say no more. We got to keep pushing forward. Because at the end of the day, no matter how tough times might come,
right,
no midnight lasts forever. So at the end of the day, as long as you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you can
right,
say, you know what? That's what we're focusing on. That's what we can move forward towards. And once you come together as a group, as one nation, as the Bahamas, that's what we're here for. We're here to move together and help each other get out of this jam we're in now.
Right.
Yeah. So for me, I would like to tell you to be encouraged and stay encouraged. First of all, it starts with the mind. Once the mind is strong, this is a season, and you're gonna come out of the season. So don't take it and weigh it on your shoulders. Stress about it. Pray about it, first of all.
Yes.
And always tell yourself that, hey, regardless what you're going through now, you're going to be great. Because you can't see where this is going to take you in the future. We lost so much. We lost so much in terms of, like he said, life, in terms of finances, in terms of just comfortability of what we know our day-to-day to be. And that could be very frustrating not knowing the next day, where the next meal is coming from, how the next day is going to be, you know, when you're going to get certain things ordered back in your life.
Right.
So stay encouraged and just push towards being great. Like I said, chip at it, keep speaking into existence, and let any and everyone know that regardless what you're going through, this situation will not define you as being stagnant, but moving forward in terms of being great.
Alright, awesome. You hear that, Soul Nation? We're here to inspire, motivate, and more importantly, to leave an impact.
Me, I'm 30 years of age now. I've never experienced nothing to do with mental health. Never been depressed until as of recent. I had a slight case, and it was due to the fact that it was an overuse and an abuse of a substance called pre-workout. High in caffeine. Therefore, caffeine doesn't agree with any and everybody. But for me, it didn't agree with me at all, because I became, I made it a part of my daily routine. Caffeine is something a lot of people could take on a daily basis, but it's something that you shouldn't abuse. So I understood that you're supposed to only digest 500 milligrams of caffeine a day. Sometimes I was doing like 1,200. So it had me feeling out of character. It had me feeling as if all hope was lost. It had me just not being myself. And today, you may see a lot of persons on the side of the street, you know, look like they are totally out of their minds, look like they may be homeless, going through something. Rather than being judgmental, you should, you know, just say a quick prayer for them, because you don't know what's going on with them. And in today's society, the mental health is becoming more popular, because so much people are being so exposed to things at a young age. So we got to be very careful on not being a dumpster for a lot of people. And when I say being a dumpster, a lot of people come to you on a daily basis just to talk, you know, to vent. They just dumping everything on you every day. So if you don't have no one who you could release this to, you just carrying their luggage, carrying their baggage, carrying all their problems, and only so much one person could take. So therefore, when you crash, who knows, if you don't have no strength to come out of that, you don't know what these people are going through. That's probably why they're in the state they're in today. So you gotta understand, people, regardless of what you're doing on a daily basis, you must also remain your mental health. It's so important. Keep God first, stay in prayer, but make sure if someone don't come to you with positive vibes, let them keep all that negativity from around, because it's not worth it at the end of the day. And that's why it goes right back down to let me be 100% positive. So therefore, once you join the movement and being positive, or you don't even have to follow the Let Me Be Great movement, you know, you could just have to be positive. At the end of the day, this will be here for, and I can turn it over to my brother.
Yeah, so in reference to that, and Noah and Ash, and we spoke on a personal level in reference to when certain things transpire. And sometimes people, like you said, just need to vent, just need to release certain things. And you as a person needs to know how to receive that, and then how to impact their life in terms of positive energy. So it's always good to have a mental and a physical energy around you that is positive. Believe in certain things, speak certain things in existence, put God first, and that someone comes to you in reference of any issues, no matter how big, how small, you know, you keep that positive energy there, because at the end of the day, they could just need to hear you say something that stay encouraged, keep pushing, you're doing well, and you don't know how that could affect their life in terms of going through their day-to-day life. In terms of the next, they just getting on, just giving 110%. I'm pushing for it just because yesterday I told them to say, hey, listen, stay at it, stay positive, stay encouraged, be great. So that could just fuel you and motivate you to just doing more and just going above and beyond certain situations.
And not to cut my brother off, but it's so valuable when you could actually go to someone you could confide in, and they are not judgmental. And just by him just listening to what I had to say and encourage me, that helped so much, because you can't find out. A lot of people so quick to judge and say, you know what, I don't know what's going on with this person. Who knows, everybody have a bad day, everyone have a rough season in life. You just gotta understand, hey, it might be mine today, and it actually could be yours tomorrow. So you gotta be there for each other regardless. That's why you gotta surround yourself with nothing but positive people. Trust me, a true friend is priceless. That's priceless in this day and age. So you gotta find that, you gotta find persons who speak in life into you. Nothing but pure life into your body. You gotta fuel the soul, fuel the mind, trust me, you can't just fuel the body, you gotta fuel all these partners.
Oh yeah.
So if you don't find positive people and people that have your best interest at heart, it don't make sense. Because actually when a lot of people take advantage of you when you're so at your most vulnerable state.
Oh yeah.
So you might go into a person who you confide in, and actually this person will have your best interest at heart,
and
they might send you and tell you to jump over the bridge.
Yeah.
So you gotta be real. You gotta be very careful on who you confide in.
It's real.
So it's a very good thing.
You try to control what you see, what you hear, and what you say.
That's so true.
Because those, trust me, once you see, you can control that. You can move on to it. You see it ahead in the next 5 years.
We got some things in the making with it. The people are actually requesting a lot of things. I started it to be something small, thinking that, you know, just for a small group of guys, this is what we're going to do, this is where we wanted to go. Mm-hmm. But as it got so attractive, people were actually hitting me up, and it's causing me to expand in terms of what it is that, you know, that they want, just in terms of the product and where the movement needs to go. So I have a lot of stuff in the making. I won't take too much yet, because, you know, I haven't released a lot of information as yet.
Right.
But some stuff is on the way. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's been not at a standstill, but pretty slow due to the fact that, you know, we've been competing, we've been doing stuff, but now it's time to get back to it and let people know that, you know, we want to encourage them. We want to further continue what we've started, and just take it to the next level. And also in the process as well, just reaching out and inviting people as well to be a part of it, because Listen, like you said, going back to the video, like I have a ton of guys who does fitness, not only just bodybuilding, but just fitness itself, just day-to-day life. Was like, listen, what can I do to be a part of it? Like the maximum, like you saw a group of competitive guys, you know.
Right.
That was the thing itself too, because like I said, if you know the sport, it's an individual sport,
right,
and you're always competing to be the best, and you want to beat
everyone. Yeah, sport.
Yeah.
Right.
So for them to see that, hey, listen, we shift the culture, whereas okay, we can compete together, but still at the end of the day, we're a strong unit.
Right.
We want to change the sport to let them know that we want to push everyone forward. And not only bigger countries succeed and be successful with it, but we can too.
Right.
And it always goes back to changing the mindset, speaking life over things, giving positive energy and say, hey, listen, yeah, we do compete, but at the end of the day, hey, you're my brother.
Yeah, right.
I just where the level I'm at, I want you to be there as well. Because I became the first men's physique pro at the Bahamas.
Awesome.
And now we have three.
Right.
So it's me and two others.
Right.
So it's like, why just sub one? Why just sub two? Even why just sub three? Like let's keep the numbers going.
Right.
You know, I to me, making it to that platform is like, okay, you're there. But you know, some people get to a certain level, I want to stay there. And there's no room for no one else.
Right.
At this point I'm ready to step down and just keep passing it on, passing on information, pushing people towards that point, even in terms of the movement, with Ash himself, even we at different gyms. And sometimes he hit me up and say, listen, people say such and such about movement, they want this, they want that. And it's like, we're just pushing it in all aspects and all that we do. So it's like, now it's the next step for me. And I'm just waiting on him for when he's ready to listen, to get him to this level now as a professional, to say, hey, let's work. When he's ready to get back fully in competing, it's like, now it's time to work. So you see me step down and focus more on my time and energy to say, hey, let's get it right, let's go on stage, let's compete, and let's see what we can do. So it's like, we just want to encourage and inspire people in terms of whatever they're doing, if it's bodybuilding and just life itself, to just be great. So,
all right, awesome. Listen, Soul Nation, we just heard from the founders of the movement, let us be great. Let's be great. Listen, they have definitely added some value nuggets, some value bars. Trust me, I heard this whole time was just nuggets. I mean, wow.
Yes.
Listen, it was awesome having you part of it.
Pleasure. We appreciate it.
Part of it. It's your time to soar. And I just want you to share with Soul Nation. How can they get connected? How can they be affiliated with the movement?
Okay, so first of all, you can find it on Instagram. The page is called Let Me Be Great Bahamas. You can shoot me a message. There's also a contact there in terms of an email, letmebegreatbahamas@gmail.com. And then also a WhatsApp number, a telephone number of 457-0216. So you can reach out to the page itself. And we'll definitely be able to get back to you in reference to any questions, any products, or just joining the movement itself as an ambassador. So all of that is coming. Like I said, we have a lot on the way. I don't want to say too much, because when you see it, I want you guys to be excited about it. So just stay tuned, follow the page. We're going to give you information as soon as possible. Once things are released and out there, we're just going to be hitting you with information, and you can just reach out to us and let us know what you want, how you feel.
All right. Awesome. So, Nation, always remember that an aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. And that's for each and every one of you. Whether you're creative, whether you're an entrepreneur, businessman, or even an employee, or even someone who is pursuing their God-given purpose. You can only take flight if you release and take off all of the excess baggage weight. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar. I believe.
believe I can soar. Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.